This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As we work to build a brighter future and to move our nation forward, there are those who are really trying to take us backward. And you, I'm sure, have seen their agenda. Project 2025. Randy, can you believe they put that thing in writing? 900 pages in writing. So Project 2025 is a plan to return America to a dark past.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation knows a little bit about Project 2025, maybe possibly even more than Kamala Harris. Hans, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So what's with the dark path? There's a question. You can take it from there.
Well, I hate to use the word, but there's no question that Kamala Harris is a liar. And people won't have to believe me. Even CNN, has been actually putting out fact checks. And for example, I got one up in front of me, fact check. This is CNN Politics. Harris falsely claims Project 2025 calls for cutting Social Security. Or here's another one where CNN says that her claim that Trump intends to cut Social Security is not true. It doesn't call for an end of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't eliminate protections for people with pre-existing conditions. All things that Harris has said it does. And even CNN is saying, that's just not true.
That's pretty shocking to hear that, and a good point made by you. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky right now. Here's a clip from Elizabeth Warren on Project 2025, more of the assumptions.
I kept thinking about Project 2025. Yeah. I hear J.D. Vance. I hear Donald Trump say working people, but read down in the details of Project 2025, in which Donald Trump has already said that he's ready to go, and J.D. Vance backs him up, on a tax cut that will deliver $3.5 million in tax cuts every year to every billionaire in this country.
Hans, every time I hear them speak on Project 2025, it's always very emotionally charged, and they are very specific about things that come to find out, like you're saying, even CNN is saying, no, not so much. What do you say to Senator Warren there?
Well, she's a liar, just like Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't use that word very often, but right. It's really true. Project 2025 calls for a tax cut for all Americans. And by the way, you notice how she said at the start that this was, again, this is Donald Trump's plan, Project 2025. see again, CNN, they're not exactly a friendly news source. They put out a report saying that a Harris campaign official told them that they know that their claim that this is being this was put together by the Trump campaign is not true, that they made, quote, a deliberate decision to brand all of Trump's policies as Project 2025, since they think that has made it stick with voters. So it's just one long fabrication on what does. Look, here's what I would tell your viewers to do who are worried about these criticisms. As Kamala Harris beginning, there's no secret to this. It's a 900-page policy proposal. It was not put together by the Trump campaign. The Heritage Foundation started this in 2022, long before Trump even announced he was getting into the campaign. 110 conservative think tanks and organizations, several hundred people. And basically, we went to them and we said, look, if you're put in charge of the executive branch of the federal government in a new administration, how would you run each of the executive departments? How would you reform them? The result is this 900-page policy book. I know people don't have time to read a 900-page policy book, but here's what I would suggest they do. Pick one department you're interested in. Maybe it's Department of Defense. Maybe it's the Justice Department. Maybe it's Department of Education. Just read that one chapter, and I'm willing to bet you that people reading it will finish the chapter and say, you know what? This is common sense.
Yeah.
This is the way these departments ought to be run instead of the way they're being run now.
You know, when I think about those policy positions that Heritage Foundation has had over the years that I've been having conversations with people just like you and many, many others from the Heritage Foundation, there is a conservative principled perspective that goes behind the conversations that we've had about, you know, legal issues, which we talk with you, Jim Carafano. I can think of a whole bunch of other people we've discussed healthcare issues and so on and so forth over the years. And it's a conservative based principled perspective. And when you put all of that down on paper, to me, the only way that you would read through Project 2025 policies and suggestions and come away with being like, what's the phrase? Literally shaking. That's what the psychotic people on Twitter say. I love his left. Literally shaking is if you have a completely different foundational view of where this country is supposed to go. And in generally speaking, it's not too broad of a statement to say this. If you have a socialistic, near communistic vision for the United States of America, you would probably be aghast at Project 2025. But from what I'm observing, all of the right people are disgusted by Project 2025.
Well, look, I think you're exactly right. If you're someone who wants an all-powerful federal government, one that can dictate to you how you live your life, what you do in your professional career, you won't like Project 2025. It doesn't say we get rid of the federal government. Of course not. We need a federal government. But what it does say is the federal government should stick to the things that Congress has said it ought to do and not abuse its power. A quick example of that is, look, the stoves that every American has in their kitchen. Yeah. Look, the federal government ought to make sure that there are safety standards for them. But the federal government should not be telling you you're not allowed to have a gas stove anymore in your kitchen. Or it's the same thing with automobiles. The only thing that the federal government ought to be doing with respect to automobiles is setting out safety standards that manufacturers have to meet. But telling the manufacturers, in 10 years, we will no longer allow you to manufacture any cars that aren't electric cars, and forcing Americans to do that is not the federal government's role, and it's far beyond their power. And all we're saying is bring the federal government back within the boundaries of where it's supposed to be.
Let's play another clip for you, Hans von Spakovsky, with us right now to defend Project 2025 from what it's being made out to be. Sorry to do this to you, but Joy Behar talked about Project 2025.
So has anyone out there heard of Project 2025? You can clap if you've heard of it. Good. In our audience is very advanced. They read, they know. But a lot of people don't know about it, so I'm here to tell you what it is. It's a far-right plan for destroying democracy that Trump's team wants to implement on day one. Let me count the ways. They want to ban abortion, starve school children, eliminating breakfast and lunch for school kids. They want to have mass deportations of immigrants. They want to gut health care. This is all just for starters.
Starving children, Hans? You want to starve children with Project 2025?
Everything she just said is a complete fabrication. There is nothing in the look, people can look through it. There is nothing in the 900 pages about banning abortion. There's nothing in there about banning contraceptives. There's nothing in there about eliminating the free lunch program for kids across the country. That is just a total lie. I would really willing to bet you that she hasn't actually read a single page of the 900 page book. In fact, I'm sure she got talking points from the Biden, now Kamala Harris campaign, and that's what she's basing it on. But I'm sure she hasn't read any of it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think that Joy Behar read in order to come to that conclusion? And does any of it include Project 2025? Sounds like your answer is no.
No, she hasn't read it. And like I said, it's just one false claim after another. In fact, look, so many false claims that, like I said at the beginning of our conversation, even CNN is now calling them out and saying, well, they say this, they say that. It's just not true.
What do you make of Donald Trump has pushed it away a little bit. He doesn't want to make it his plan and his policy. The RNC, right before the convention, put out what their vision is so that people who are considering voting Republican can go off this very brief checklist to see what the Republicans are going to stand for. I mean, Donald Trump has criticized Project 2025 a bit, but again, if you look at some of the policies that Donald Trump is putting in place, and if you actually read Project 2025, there's a lot of congruency there. What do you make about President Trump's remarks?
Well, I think first of all, he's in campaign mode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right. And I know he also hasn't read the 900-page book. But more importantly, I think what he's been reacting to is everyone on the left, from Joy Reid to Kamala Harris, saying, oh, this is the Trump plan. Well, like I said, the Trump campaign had nothing to do with putting together this policy proposal. A bunch of conservative organizations and analysts did. That's really not important. What we hope is that when a new president is elected, you know, whether it's Donald Trump or not, we're going to hand them a copy of this, and we're going to say to them, look, you really should look at this, and we hope you will follow these recommendations the same way when we first did this. I mean, all these critics are talking as if this is something new. Look, the Heritage Foundation put together a mandate for leadership book like this when Ronald Reagan was elected. And Ronald Reagan actually...
They probably hate that too, Hans.
Yeah, they hate it. But he actually read it, and he was so impressed with it that he handed out a copy to every one of his cabinet secretaries as their first meeting. And I think we all, those of us old enough to know or remember, know how successful Reagan's 8 years in office were. We had one of the longest, greatest economic expansions in history. Interest rates were low. Gasoline prices were low. And we're hoping that, for example, if Donald Trump gets elected, he'll look at our policies and say, these are good ideas.
Yeah, take it into consideration, which is what a wise leader does. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now. Obviously, you've just articulated that Heritage Foundation has been putting together these types of projects or plans for administrations to look at doing the heavy lifting so that come time for the president and the administration to lead, they have something to go on. Heritage Foundation has been doing this for a long time. Has there ever been a left-leaning think tank or a progressive think tank that has put something together like this before to help lead a leftist administration, should they assume office?
Well, yeah. I mean, like the Center for American Progress, but they weren't open about it like we've been. Like you said, nothing we've done is in secret. The Center for American Progress, Brookings Institute, all of them, very liberal think tanks, they've all put out all kinds of policy papers on how they think the government should be run. And, you know, they had big staffing problems, particularly the Center for American Progress and their other liberal advocacy allies when Biden came in, because so many of their people left to go staff the Biden administration, where they have been putting in place their policy views, which are horrible socialist policy views, doing things like, oh, you know how the claim that we're going to end the free lunch program? That's not in a mandate for leadership. But what has the Biden administration done within the last couple of months? They've threatened to withhold federal funds for the lunch program to schools that don't allow boys into girls' locker rooms and don't allow boys to compete in girls' athletics. They are the ones doing terrible things like that.
Hans, are you saying that there are, like, the other side of the aisle think tanks, like Heritages for Conservative Constitutional Principles, that those entities exist on the left side of the aisle, and when Biden assumed office, they left those think tanks to implement that policy in the presidency of Joe Biden? That just happened?
No, that was all pre-planned.
And then they left the administration to prosecute Donald Trump in Manhattan. That happened too. Anywho.
that did happen.
It's just, what a wild ride. Hans, we are always grateful to talk to you. And I know people ask me about Project 2025 all the time. My first answer to people from now on is going to be, how much of it have you read for yourself? And then we'll go from there, because I think that is great advice, as you were suggesting. Hans, we appreciate you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a very wise man, a very well-read man, and we're grateful to have him on to talk about Project 2025. Listen, if you're listening to the show and you've heard about the boogeyman in the closet that we've now named Project 2025, understand, going back to our conversation with Tammy Bruce at 1225, when you can control language, when you can control vocabulary, if you can name something that you've manifested to be big and scary and frightening and aggressive, and you can't like see that thing, but you know it's on the other side of the closet door and it's going to eat you in your sleep. If you can give that thing a name, then you can talk about it easier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.